Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this time together. Lord, you have created us to sing praises to you. You also created us to listen to others sing praises to you. And so today, we're stepping a little bit out of the usual line of praise music to see what we find that was actually buried in some places and hidden in some other places, and maybe not there some places, in the pop music a lot of us grew up with. So popular, we could probably sing the lyrics right along with the people on the CD. So, Lord, if there are things we've got in our heads that aren't right, take them out. In Jesus' name, and all in the room said, amen. First of all, some thank yous to Bruce for running the sound for me and making a CD or making a digital copy of this. Second sound to David Edward Richardson, my son-in-law, who created the CD from the internet. And we had some interesting go-rounds because some of these songs have multiple choices of, well, who do you want to hear do it? And a couple of cases, he got the wrong one, which is okay. And I said, no, I want this one. A couple of them, there are two or three versions by the same person. I said, I want the oldest of them. Now, the thing we have to remember what we're going to listen to, all these songs were played on secular radio. Some of them might have shown up on Christian radio, but all of them have been played on secular radio. If you lived around here and turned on WCCO, you heard these songs. If you lived in Chicago or Detroit, you heard these songs. Now, I am going to ask you to do me a favor. I've heard you be the NCCB choir, and I think it's fabulous. Would you not sing along? Because unlikely, as you might think, there might be somebody sitting next to you who may never have heard this song before or had never heard the lyrics right. I'll have to tell you, there's one song on this CD that I played, I don't know how many times I played for Carolyn. She said, I get the verses, but I don't get the chorus. I played that thing till I thought I was going to run a hole in the CD. And finally I said, this is what it says. And she said, really? Now let me listen. And she said, I still don't get it. And we referred to that very esteemed gentleman as Mr. Mumbles. But at any rate, the other part we want to look at is this. This is for fun. Yeah, there's some serious stuff here. But most of it is just plain for fun. People having fun making music. And that's one thing I'll have to say about some of the time in the past. People really enjoy doing what they do. And you could hear it on the recordings. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play each piece through to you and make just brief comments. When I get done, we're going to back up to the beginning and start over in very short segments, maybe 10 seconds from a piece. And I'm going to stop and say, do you have any questions or comments about that particular piece of music? So hold your comments till we go back and do the review, okay? I will burden you with a little bit with some of the thoughts I had about listening to this music today and a couple pieces when they first came out. So I think we're about ready to go. We have to, if we're going to look at material, we have to decide what it is we're looking at and why are we looking at it, okay? So I'm going to get a piece of paper here. What we want to see is the gospel presented in this music? And if so, how? And if not, well, it's either in or it's out. And then we want to look at maybe some distortions of the biblical account, some words that don't quite come out the way Moses wrote it or whoever. So what I'm going to read now is from 1 Corinthians 15, first few verses. This is the gospel. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. Starting verse 3. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And the rest of these few verses just tell you how it got spread and who heard it. But that's what we are looking at. When we listen to this music, are those facts there or not? And if they're not, what replaces them? Okay? So, first song is from 1959. It was number one in the Twin Cities the week I graduated from high school. And after this is over, if you want to ask me about Phyllis, go ahead. Carolyn's met Phyllis. She was my graduation class from Minneapolis John Marshall High School, 1959. Graduating class of 176. And Phyllis Big B was one of those members. So this happened to be her favorite song, and for some unknown reason, I liked it too. So here you go. Stonewall Jackson's Waterloo.
Oh, good.
I got to go to the bathroom.
So all right. Go for it. Such wonderful. I chuckle. I'm sorry. There's a one little side comment about that. I couldn't remember how the song started, so I called somebody we all know in South Dakota and said, Lorraine, how does it start? She took one breath and on pitch started. I said, thank you. That's what I need. She said, go check it out on Google. I'll bet you find the lyrics. I did. Second song, we're going to jump backwards 6 years to 1953. And I remember thinking to myself, are they going to ever quit playing this thing? I liked the song. I wasn't real fond of the singer. But I liked the song. Frankie Lane, I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know
we're going now to a wannabe Metropolitan Opera singer. Didn't make it. Hauled his horn out of his back pocket. Name was Vaughn Monroe. And had whole tons of hits with his horn and singing. One of the gals we knew in West Virginia, who was probably, 10, 12 years older than we, said to me, when we were talking about this, she said, "He gets my sap running." I didn't understand that about male voices and women. I guess I'm beginning to learn. Anyway, back to 1951, Vaughn Monroe. Now, what I want you to listen for is the last verse, particularly.
That old cowboy been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy dawn. Still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Their eyes were blurred and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Ibi-i-o,
this is the verse I want you to hear coming up right now.
As the riders walked on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, ride not our range. Then, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Ghost riders in the sky.
The next song is what they used to call the B side of 45. Everybody remember that? 45s, two sides. The A side was called It's Too Soon to Know. The B side was this. And somehow about, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks into playing It's Too Soon to Know, somebody turned the record over. Hey, that's different. What you're not going to hear is the original 1958. What you will hear is a redo sometime in the 60s. And if we could do it for you, we'd play it in stereo because the recording I have actually is in stereo. Pat Boone, wonderful time up there. And if you listen carefully, I'm not sure the system is good enough for you to hear it. The lead female singer in the group is his wife. Anybody know who she is? Red Foley's daughter, Shirley. Take a listen. If Connie Grace were here, she'd be jumping down the center aisle, so she'll have to wait till she gets a copy sometime.
Well, now, everybody's going to have a story. Everybody's going to be singing that story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a record in the coming in the morning. Better get ready, go and get it in the morning. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Now listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord isn't coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How are you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, everybody's gonna have to mention in glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. If you understand it, then you can try. The Lord is coming from his throne on high. Reading in the Bible all the things he said. You say he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you going to be among the chosen few? Or will you make it? But in the middle, will everybody's going to have a glimpse in glory. Everybody's going to be singing that story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There's a record that comes in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm here to you, come on. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
For those of you who have vision, you probably notice that your narrator up here is that something's moving, and it's me. The next two songs really talk about marriage. What's interesting, they were almost identically contemporaneous with each other. They were both on the hit parade in the fall of 1955. This one was the second of the two by time. And I remember sitting in Sedalia, Missouri, on the way to Dallas for Christmas, and hearing this song, and I've heard it before, but I said, oh, there's a bass. There's a real bass player there. I like the song. I have a quibble with the first verse. See if you can hear it.
Hey. One fresh and tender kiss, and one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Forget a small lonely thing. Fold in lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this. They
the days. See how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will say.
Backup singers on that song were Terry Gilkison and the Easy Riders. That name sound familiar? Banana Boat song. Not Dale, the Banana Boat song. There were two versions. You know, Harry Belafonte's Dale and Terry Gilkison and the Easy Riders with Banana Boat song. Same topic coming up, not bananas. Marriage. Lyrics are pretty good. I'll have to admit the singer does cause me to think, give a little kind of an ironic smile, knowing who it is. The previous singer, by the way, I'm sure you know, Dean Martin. This is one of Dean's buddies.
It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Now, the next song is the one that Carolyn refers to as sung by Sir Mumbles. In the summer of 1956, we were living in St. Louis Park. Mom walked out in the living room, took a look at the television, and her quote was, "Oh, ick, what's that?" Pause. "Sure wouldn't meet him in a dark alley." Well, for the unreconstructed rock and rollers, and most of you don't know this, I actually managed a rock band when I was in college. I did. Believe me, the lyrics weren't what they are now. Goodness, now, oof. At any rate, I don't even have to tell you who or what this is. You know it.
Well, I'm a hard-headed woman, strong-hearted man. Been in the kind of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm just a trouble man.
It's the only song I have directly from a soundtrack. Anybody remember the movie? One later. King Creole. That's why the Dixieland band in the background. Those guys, they actually had a part to play. At any rate, the next song is kind of interesting. It was recorded overseas by a gentleman who speaks English in a different way from the way we do it. He's 12 years old. And I found out, talking to Cynthia last night, I thought it was a local hit. I asked her what she thought it might do, and she named this one. I thought it was a local hit. I guess not. Well, I'll tell you this much. In our first Bible-believing pastor, his daughter loved this song. And every Wednesday night, when we would sing choruses, and as he referred to them as hash choruses, put two or three pieces together, Beth Ann's hand would go up, and Pastor Carl would say, "Yes, Beth Ann? I want to hear..."
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby.
Yeah, everybody knows it. Go ahead.
In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got.
Lori London from London.
Yep.
I still actually have that record at home. When I became a believer in 1978, the following January, we had a gentleman come to our church, and he talked about pop music, and I went home and I broke records. I literally snapped LPs and 45s. Well, they weren't good. Weren't good for me, and if they weren't good for me, they weren't good for Carolyn or our daughter either. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, that's what he wants you to do. The next song is probably the queerest of all the bunch. Not because it's queer music, but just because of it, how it got to being what it is. Now, I'm going to tell you all the pieces of it, and then I'm going to play it. I'm curious to see how many of you will be able to identify those pieces, okay? The original song is an African-American folk hymn. It was quoted, rearranged, slightly embroidered upon by a Middle European classical composer who at the time was living in Spillville, Iowa. And he put it into a symphony. And the next thing that happened was four Canadian singers heard it and they liked it. So they sang more or less what it is. But then the second half of the song after the modulation isn't. That's the part I find most interesting lyrically. Most of you already figured it out, of course. But what's the original piece? Going Home. But we know it as Mockingbird.
The Mockingbird sang his song by the break of morn. The Mockingbird sang his song.
That song also has an interesting recording history. It was recorded in 1954, redone in 58 in stereo, where they added that modulated guitar part. That's the only difference. If you had the 54 version, the 58, it's almost the same song, except the 58 version is done in unbelievable stereo. All their percussions over on the left speaker and the four guys are spread across the room. It's like, I'm over here, and I'm over here, and I'm in the middle type thing. Next song has an interesting family connection to Wonderful Time Up There. We all know about Debbie Boone. Who's her mother-in-law?
Her mother-in-law is Rosemary.
Right. Here you go.
This old house once knew his children. This old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna be this house no longer. Ain't gonna be this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain. Cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floors. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is getting feeble. This old house is needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the pictures nor to mend the window pane.
Who wrote that? Got it. Stuart. And what else did he write? It is no secret. I didn't know that. He also. Oh, okay, good stuff. I did not know that there was that he had recorded it many years ago. In fact, what I'm about to say applies to the song you just heard and the song you're about to hear. Many of you remember Your Hit Parade. Well, sometime in the early 70s, they redid it in pure audio, and instead of having the production from the radio and TV, they played the original recordings. And when they got to this one, after it had been on the Hit Parade about who knows how many gazillion weeks, they hauled out Stuart Hamlin's recording. I said, wow, that is different. Now your tongues are going to hang out. There's a station we have here which we can get on the west end of town that plays all those old versions. Yeah, and if you want it on the internet, it's Rejoice Radio. It comes out of Pensacola, Florida. At any rate, that was the first one, and I didn't know about that. You know, I had never heard it because, and this is also telling my past, I used to go to the local city park for their teen dances. And that was one of the songs we all like to dance to. Next song, 1955. In fact, the next two are, again, almost contemporaneous of each other. I had completely forgotten this song. Until I heard it again replayed on This Is Your Hit Parade. And, oh, my goodness, I haven't heard that since, you know, whenever. The next two, as I said, the next two songs are rather unique. And you'll know why when you hear them. I just won't say anything more because you'll recognize it, but you'll say, where in the world did he get that recording? Thank Dave.
Oh, how do I know?
How does he know?
Oh, how do I know?
This is how he knows.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
So have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way. Oh, the Bible says have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know?
Oh, how does he know?
How do I know?
Oh, how does he know?
The Bible tells me so.
I've heard that by Roy Rogers.
Well, who do you think wrote it? You got it. Now, just for the fun of it, that gentleman had a huge hit. What was his huge hit?
Band of Gold.
Yeah, that's close. Back up a couple years. I'm Yours. Yeah. And who's the singer?
Don Cornell.
Don Cornell, yeah. A Frank Sinatra sound-alike, sort of.
My problem with all of this is I was in diapers when all this was going on.
No excuse. LeRae had all of them. She knew all the songs, but, you know, she worked in a senior residence, and everybody wanted her to play the old songs, so she learned them. The next song is almost, I can't even explain it. It's neat. 9-year-old Gail gets up there with the biggest theater organ you ever heard, and a little help from Big Sis.
Mommy told me something a little girl should know. It's all about the devil, and I've learned to hate him so. She said he causes trouble when you let him.
So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. When you are when he sees me on my knees. So if you're
The next song is the freak of the bunch. It's not the 50s at all. 1970. And when I pointed out to our daughter and her husband that this was not only a big selling album, but a huge selling single, and you everywhere you went, you heard it. They're like, what? Of course, neither one of them were born in 1970, you know. There's another interesting point. How do I say this without making myself sound completely stupid? Okay, I'd never heard the song. Never heard this song in my life. And when I start playing, you say, how did you miss it? Well, I did. And when I heard it, I thought, that's a very pretty song. Well, it's a folk song, of course, because it's sung by a folk singer, naturally. Wrong. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. You may recognize the song. Please just listen to the recording. I had this. I worked for Lafayette Radio for a couple of years. We had a very elaborate surround sound, they call it that today. It was called 4-channel in those days. Open reel copy of this song played through loudspeakers that are, when they sat on the floor, they came up just about to my stomach. They were big honkers. And that room rocked. But that this time, the room was not rocking. I said to people, this particular recording is so good because you'll find out if your speakers are any good. The singers will appear in the room. If the speakers are bad, the singers appear as though they're inside the boxes. And when you have this done in surround sound with all the performers up front and the sound of the room behind you, just listen to the song. I think you will recognize it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear.